This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and don't forget about those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers out there, too. Now, check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now to start the week out, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I was sleeping, believe it or not, when this happened, but early Sunday morning, the president made history. He became the first president to walk across the border of North Korea with President Kim Jong-un of the North Korean government, and then they walked around and turned around and walked right back into South Korea.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And initially, they were to be meeting there, you know, sort of a quote-unquote impromptu meeting.
Yep.
But they were to be meeting really for a few minutes, but it seemed like it turned into about an hour's worth of a meeting.
Yep.
President Trump was able to, of course, say that he felt that they essentially made a lot of progress in that meeting. And when the thing that's coming out of this, though, Captain, is that evidently the two leaders have now agreed to restart the talks that stalled after that summit that the president himself walked away from in Vietnam recently. So this is a significant development, even though we're hearing some criticism of this, that somehow this was only a photo op. Well, it seems to me that if we're talking again about denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula, that's not a photo op.
No, not at all. And by the way, the Democrats have no counter for this, and I know they tried, and I know some people accused him of grandstanding and this, that, and the other, but it was made perfectly clear a few days prior that if the opportunity presented itself, that there might be an occasion where he might meet with President Kim Jong-un, and it might be along the DMZ, and guess what? It was.
Well, certainly it was. And honestly, I think the president is, again, he's not a standard politician. He's
nope.
not going to follow the standard playbook
nope.
of arranging the meeting and this kind of thing. He acts on instinct, and his instinct in this case, I believe, told him to say, look, we're going to go see Kim Jong-un. We're going to see if we can kickstart this thing. And I think it paid off. But again, the Democrats are going to criticize it at every chance that they possibly can because they are watching someone, well, be presidential.
And the Pope was extremely excited about this. He called the Kim meeting with President Trump a significant peacemaking moment.
Well, exactly. And this is how things are done in history. This is how history is made, basically.
Yep.
You have to have the will to move forward. You have to have the will to get it done. And despite what these, critics from the Democrat Party might say, because they have their own axe to grind. They're trying to get in line for an election.
Now, the G20 was held in Japan, and the president had a opportunity to talk with President Xi from China, and that went fairly well from what I understand, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's two for two, I guess, in the overseas front.
Well, and I think so. And, Captain, I think this is very significant. The President Donald Trump understands the power that the United States truly has on the world stage. And whether it be talking about tariffs or what have you, the president knows that we're not going to get the best deal for the United States and for our allies and arguably the world in terms of getting rid of nuclear weapons in North Korea, getting a better trade deal with China and so forth, unless he sort of uses that. And I don't mean as a bludgeon or a hammer or something like that, but being able to give the United States and its place in the world its due, and these leaders, I think, are responding to that. And again, the president wants to make deals that people can live with.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do numerous times during the week. Now, the president also got a chance to meet and talk to some of the troops while he was in South Korea and Japan. Did you see that?
I heard about that, yes.
And he told the troops about a productive Kim meeting. I don't believe he had any reason to lie. I believe certainly opening the doors for the next step of round of talks, because Kim wants to talk. Kim wants that casino. He wants that Western style for that big beach complex that he's building along the sea, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. And he wants Sheldon Adelson to come in there and put a big casino there, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what's going on here.
Well, exactly, and it's still a tough road to hoe, though, because there are forces in North Korea, the ideological forces that would seek to absolutely derail this kind of thing. So it's a very, very complex game that's being played here.
All right, well, folks, hold that thought. And Kyle, you too, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine on what's going on here, Kathy's going to give you a number to call.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for just about 2.5 to 3 years now, and when I first started it, I was on a leave, and I was taking a leave 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. And before that, I had been taking Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years because of the injuries that I had and because of the pain that I had and because of the degeneration of some of the bones I was getting, which is called arthritis. And I just decided when I got rid of the drugs to go with Aleve, and then I found out Aleve wasn't all that great because it would cause internal bleeding if I kept taking it the way it was taking it. And then along comes Relief Factor, and I hear about it on the radio just like I'm telling you right now, and I took it, and I started out with a 1995 starter pack, just the way you folks would too if you decide to purchase it. Now, the other thing is, my friend Ron Edwards called me up the other night. He says, hey man, I'm having some real problems because I do weightlifting, this, that, and the other, and would it help me with those pains? And I said, well, sure, absolutely, but it's not going to work right away. You got to take it like 2 or 3 days, and then, you know, it'll do what it's supposed to and follow the instructions. And he ordered it, and as far as I know, I haven't heard any complaints back, so I guess it worked for him too. But it certainly has worked for me. So here's what you do. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the big local link that's right there for Relief Factor, or go to the website that they created for me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 starter pack. That's all it costs. See if it works for you. If it doesn't, no harm, no foul. You just decide, well, okay, didn't work. But I'm telling you, it's going to work. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, Mr. Announcer Guy there did a pretty good job.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Now, AOC is piping off again about Amazon, and I think she's barking up the wrong tree because has she not learned her lesson? That could be the straw that broke the camel's back in her district because it costs so many good-paying jobs.
Well, absolutely right. One has to start asking this question, and that is, how badly does she want to get reelected in her own district?
Yeah, but let's talk about the money. She keeps talking about, well, these jobs don't pay a living wage. They don't pay a living wage. Excuse me. I realize in New York City, $15 an hour may not sound like a lot, but if you're making $15 an hour in, oh gosh, I don't know, Georgia, South Carolina, let's see, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, well, you got yourself a hell of a wage.
Well, right, you know, and she's talking about this idea of starvation wages, and then she says Amazon should pay, quote-unquote, a living wage, which I don't know what the actual definition of that would be. I suppose maybe one day she'll sort of tell us, but this is a catch.
I'll tell you what it is right now. In New York City, you can't live on less than $1,000 to $1,500 a week anywhere.
Right. Well, exactly.
Anywhere.
But again, it's dynamic. It depends on where you are and this kind of thing. But I think that the political sort of angle that she has on this and others like her, her ilk, the idea is to try to make it sound as if, you know, people are at the starvation level and these companies don't care and the billionaires, they just are happy for people to be starving to death.
And by the way, let me stop you for just a little second there. What is she getting paid now?
Well, what is it, $175,000 or something?
$175,000 a year, plus she gets money for an office in her district, money for an office, more than one office if she wants, staffers, this, that, and the other, all paid for by the government.
Well, that's right. Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, Jay Carney, who used to be President Obama's press secretary, he's part of Amazon now. He works for them. He tweeted back at AOC and saying that Amazon pays $15 an hour entry-level fulfillment center employees, or pays them $15 an hour starting out. And he says all of the employees get top-tier benefits because she's talking about, well, you know, people need free health care and they need free college tuition, et cetera, et cetera. It's all bundled up in the attack, you see, because, again, it's going after these big bad corporations and these kinds of things in order to score political points. And so it's not really about this notion of starvation wages. It's just an angle of attack for her, I think.
Now, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we all know that Beto O'Rourke running for president is a bit strange. Is that a fair statement, Kyle?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
He has shown up in Mexico campaigning for president of the United States in Mexico. Is he out of his mind?
Well, maybe it's a way of trying to do something like take a different tack. I mean,
you mean to get the illegals to support him before they get over here?
Well, exactly. Yeah. In so many words, yes, I think so. Well, he's evidently going to talk to people who were returned back to Mexico, waiting for their asylum claims to be processed. This kind of thing as part of the Trump administration's policy to send people back across the border. I think he's looking to garner some kind of support and maybe get some special coverage about it, because let's face it, he is truly fizzling in many, many respects.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. There's no doubt in my mind. He's done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and he had quite a weird beginning too with the New Yorker or something, the big magazine article and then saying things like, I'm born for this. I mean, just a lot of weird statements and no real payoff there.
Well, you know, Kyle, he's part of the Dems clown show now going on.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, it's like all you got to put is do is put a few of those red noses on some of these folks and turn them loose with the funny hats and the funny looking hair, and boy, you got yourself a circus out there, because I don't know who's funnier or who's stranger for that matter.
Well, right, and a lot of them are sort of playing these character roles, and unfortunately, it's so predictable in so many ways. But I think a lot of Americans tuned into these debates both nights in some cases, or they've watched coverage about it, and they're just wondering to themselves, Captain, you know, what is even the message here that we're supposed to be getting? You know, people are back to work, things are going better, but yet for some reason, the Democrats have to make sure that, again, you know, people aren't paying their fair share of taxes and all these kinds of things. I can't imagine anybody would tune into that and say to themselves, that's right, yeah, it's all broken and we have to still fix it, or in some weird way that they're talking about. And especially when it comes to Bernie Sanders, and his time has sort of elapsed here, I think. But the real important thing, though, was that going after Joe Biden, trying to get him out of the picture, essentially, because he represents everything of the bygone eras and this kind of stuff, and they are not going to allow that. I think that much is certain.
Yeah, you're right. And we'll talk more about that in a couple minutes here. But right now, how about Antifa going after that conservative reporter?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Not once, not twice. But three different occasions they had physically attacked him and beat the heck out of him.
That's right, and did the milkshake thing and whatever. Mm-hmm. I heard about that. And, you know, this is, again, you know, I can't imagine that we're seeing these things happen in modern-day America.
Well, I believe it's time to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. I mean, that's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I'll quote Dan Rather on this one. If it walks like a duck and it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, you've got a duck, mm-hmm. basically. You know, and this, honestly, at what point would this actually happen? Because, you know, when we see what these people are up to, and they have no reservation whatsoever to attack people,
nope.
and cause real damage, well, that seems to fit the definition. And they have a political agenda.
And that's exactly what we saw, and they actually took video of it.
That's right.
Yep, they were proud of it. But I think every one of these clowns, if they can be identified, because they're all wearing masks, of course, if they can all be identified, there should be a way to identify them, arrest them, and charge them with terrorism.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because we have a process in this country, and sometimes it's not pretty, the political process, but once you devolve into Nazi-style brown shirt tactics...
Or that black, is this the case here.
That's right. Then you've got to take care of business now.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, excuse me, and we got a lot more coming your way, so don't go anywhere. We will get into the Joe Biden thing here. So, Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has made a brief but historic visit to North Korea. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We went and met at the line, and in meeting at the line, I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
President Trump referring to his meeting in the demilitarized zone between the North and South, where he steps up face-to-face with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and the smiley men shake hands before walking into North Korea.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made.
The president says the two leaders have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations and that he hopes to host Kim Jong-un at the White House soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Closing arguments will begin on Monday of the trial of a Navy SEAL who's accused of murdering a terrorist prisoner. Defense attorneys for Edward Gallagher rested their case on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for well over 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble host. Now, I will tell you that you can find your Geico office, G-E-I-C-O, your local office, by going to the telephone book, the yellow pages or the white pages, and just type in the word Geico, see what you come up with. And if that doesn't work, then go to Geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. And not only can you get a quote over there, you can get your questions answered over there, but they'll also tell you who your local closest agent is to you in the event there's not one, like, right on top of you. And I know some people might have to drive, like, for example, in the Syracuse, New York area, there might not be one in, let's say, Manlius, but you have to drive to DeWitt, which is about 10 miles to be able to find the agent. So that's not too bad. But Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and always remember to tell them, you know the drill, the captain sent you, because guess what? They're gonna say, oh boy, maybe they're gonna give you something free, like a pen or something. But anyway, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't you like insurance companies when they hand you pens?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I always hold out for the three-ring binders. I say, listen, if you want my business, I want one of those fancy three-ring binders like you're carrying. All right, well, let's start out with the new Trump press secretary. Ms. Grissom, who wound up getting bruised in a scuffle with North Korean guards when she was telling them to get back, and they pushed her right the heck out of the way because they didn't want her getting in the way of President Kim.
Well, exactly. We understand, too, that the Secret Service, of course, got involved with this, and the new White House Press Secretary, Grisham, she got roughed up in the scuffle, as you were mentioning, but evidently she was essentially sort of making a hole, as it were, and saying to the press that was following the president, they said, go, and, you know, try to, you know, get in there so they can cover the Trump-Kim meeting.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so she actually put herself literally in harm's way so that the U.S. Press Corps could get their story and find out what was going on. So a very interesting beginning to her tenure as the White House Press Secretary.
Yeah, she got roughed up in the process by the yes. North Korean bodyguards, which you would expect because they're not going to take no for an answer, if you know what I mean. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, who is saying that Senator Kamala Harris is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think Joe Biden would agree with her, or with him.
I think Joe Biden would agree. And she certainly made quite a splash at the debate by going after Joe Biden with the "that little girl was me" comment, really landing some pretty heavy blows on Joe Biden.
Well, there's been some fact-checking done about the little girl that was me and some chronological stuff and the second class to be ordered to do busing and all that stuff. And just some of the facts are a little bit stretched. But then again, is that any surprise?
That's no surprise, especially when she actually repeated that whole thing, I think, twice during her speech at Joe Biden.
Well, you know why? She had it memorized.
Well, exactly. See, those were the talking points,
mm-hmm.
and she had she was sort of ready to go with that one.
That's right.
Would think. And on the opposite side, though, Joe Biden seemed to be more caught off guard.
Yeah.
And I begin to think, Captain, that either A, Joe Biden's, he's not being prepared properly by his staff, or he's not listening to what they're saying for him to do and be ready for.
Well, there happens to be a discrepancy with what she said and what the actual facts are. So it's going to be brought up, I guarantee you, in another debate. And I'll just let it go with that, and we'll wait until we hear the next debate and what they do. Now, a sad story to report. New York Police Department Detective Luis Alvarez, one of the heroes of September 11th, who had actually worked sifting through the pile looking for evidence. We called it the pile, I might add, for 3 months, has died at the age of 53 because of what happened to him with the cancer that he managed to incur. And this is part of the problem. The people that were there, the first responders, including the donut dollies and the steel workers and some of the reporters and whatnot that were down there day after day after day, they're coming down with these horrible illnesses, and they're dying, and they're not being counted.
That's exactly right. And if you see the photos of Detective Alvarez in his prime,
and what he was and what he looked like, yeah,
exactly, and to see what the cancer and what the treatments have done to him, it is absolutely unconscionable. It is so terrible, the attack upon our country, and then of course the subsequent issues that those who rushed in to help and, as you said, look for evidence, and you couldn't pull them away with a team of horses to get them away from that place.
That's right.
Yeah, they were there to do their job, and they were there as Americans, and we just can't fathom the kind of dedication that they have. So, right, this is a very, very sad thing. Way, way too young, and, just our hearts go out to his family, absolutely.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now it's time for a little Joe Biden discussion here. Joe Biden is in trouble again, not just Kamala Harris, not just a debate, but he actually made a comment about a gay waiter at a Pride weekend fundraiser, which is not exactly the way you go around describing people these days.
Well, right. I mean, you know, I saw this story, and I just can't even begin to compute where this sounded good in Joe Biden's brain.
Well, I'll tell you where it sounded good. 10 years ago, who the hell cared?
Right.
Okay. The word gay meant gay. Now it's, well, or, you know, whatever word they're using these days. I don't even know what they're using, and I don't really care. But he apparently stepped on some toes when he said that, and he got all kinds of kickback over it or fallback over it.
Well, exactly. But what this will do primarily is this is going to go into the hopper of people's perception of Joe Biden, and it's going to reinforce the idea that he's out of touch, he's out of step. He's sort of from a bygone time, even for Democrats, and it's just not going to bode well for him. Now, again, he probably thought this sounded like the greatest thing in the world for him to say. It sounded great in his mind, but it did not come out right, and it's paying some price.
Now, Leslie, who is in Schenectady, New York, just chimed in on a Facebook page and said, now you call them LGBTQ.
Right, that's right.
You don't use the word gay anymore. So that's what she said, and I'll just take your word for it, Leslie. By the way, hello to Susan. Hello to Wally. Hello to, Al up in Nebraska, who's getting ready to be in the heat again today, I guess. And hello to Major Mac. You know, the other thing that... I'm looking at here. We had a horrible plane crash, twin engine. I believe it was a Beechcraft. Is that right?
That's right. A Beechcraft King Air 350i is what we understand.
And it crashed in Dallas at the municipal airport about 20 miles or so north of Dallas. Apparently it lost power taking off and came down almost as fast as it went up. And that plane, come to find out, was en route to St. Petersburg, Florida, my backyard.
Exactly, and the Dallas news captain is reporting that this King Air 350i evidently seemed to be tracked back to a Chicago area charter company that had offered
Chicago area what?
Charter company.
Oh, okay.
At least in terms of the initial investigation here, but evidently they say that a search of the FAA registry doesn't turn up any results for that particular tail number, but there is some question about how many people can sit on on the airplane. Evidently, they were offering it, from what we understand at this time, as a 9-seat rental plane. But at my understanding, too, Captain, after looking into it a little bit, is that it can be configured to have as many as 11 people or so on board. Again, depending on weight and also baggage in the compartment and this kind of thing. So we don't know how many people they thought they were going to have on this plane, but we understand that 10 people lost their lives.
And we don't know if they were all adults, if there were children or whatnot, and how much baggage they had, and they might have very easily been overloaded. You're right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, we're going to run out of time, so I want you to tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, by the way, if you want to come on the 4th of July evening to talk about America and how we got to where we're at today, you're more than welcome. Just let me know.
Thank you. I will.
All right. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor. Professor of Politics, everybody, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways and see what's going on here. And then after that, top of the hour, the news, and after that, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be in to offer some fine words of, she may be, I don't know what she'll be doing tonight. We'll find out when we find out, all right? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right now. feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, one more stanza.
Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
There he is, Rooster, cruising out there tonight. That was my request. I had several drivers from Crete carriers that wanted to hear that tonight, so that's for you guys. I wanted to hear that. By the way, ICCC, Crete, Schaefer Trucking, and Hunt Transportation, howdy, howdy to all you guys out there tonight that are checking in, chiming in from the terminals and out on the highway. Now, here we go with the weather, because it's going to get warm. How about it's going to get hot? How about it's going to get real hot with the heat wave shifting to the southeast and middle Atlantic this week? Now, excessive heat will build across the southeast and middle Atlantic for much of the upcoming week, including the 4th of July. Heat indexes may top 110 degrees in some locations for several days. Now, thunderstorms and locally heavy rain will be common the next few days in the northern high plains to the western Midwest. And again, keep in mind that that's just that time of the year. Now, let me tell you what's going on right now, because we have got rain right now. Southeastern Minnesota, southwestern Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa right now. We've got some fairly substantial rain coming down there. No flood watches or warnings yet, but that could change. Got some lighter showers inland towards Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Got a small area in the south central part of South Dakota where there's some rain. Got some showers in the mountains west of Denver, west of Pueblo, going over into the eastern part of Utah. Got some rain, a little bit of it tonight, halfway between Reno and Wendover, right there. And that's about it for the rain. Now, there might be, and here goes the heat, okay? There might be some really substantial heat warnings that are going to have to be put up for areas in the southeast. Now, I will tell you that right here in my backyard in Florida, we're talking about heat values today of over 100, Tuesday over 100, Wednesday again over 100, and Thursday looks like the same thing, but it's not going to be as warm as what it's going to be further up in Georgia, parts of Alabama, parts of Mississippi, parts of Louisiana and Arkansas, and possibly even South Carolina, as we're going to get the old the super blowtorch going on here. So just be advised that I hope your air conditioner's working real good. If not, if you're coming this way, make sure you get it charged. Holy smokes. I mean, you know, you don't want to be down here running around delivering a load and have to go to, say, South Florida, where it's always warmer than it is in North Florida, and then you're not able to have any air to make it comfortable. It's 2 at 55, and that's no fun when it gets real hot outside. All right, now, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore. A lot of you remember the old days, the Pilots, which were pretty much self-serve, run in, grab a bag of chips, might be able to get a submarine sandwich, and out the door you went. Now you got some pretty substantial food and some of these places, because you'll find an Arby's, you could find a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or even a Dunkin' Donuts too. And yeah, Dunkin' Donuts has got food now. Now, In some of the larger pilots and all of the Flying J's, you'll find either a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on what part of the country you're in. And let me tell you something. The food is doggone good there because you are getting exactly what you get at a Denny's if you were to stop just at the restaurant or the Huddle House or the Moe's Southwest Grill. Huddle House, famous especially across the South and Middle Atlantic states for the food that they have. And, again, you all know what it is. Now, the bigger travel centers, the amenities they have, of course, is truck parking, Catskills, if you need them. You can get your permits there for your oversized, overwidth, and overweight loads, too, for the Transflow Express travel service that's there. Trip packs to get your loads in to get paid on time. Truck washers are either at the facility or close by. Audiobook rentals, pay phones, high-speed internet, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet, and lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers. Again, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They have really souped up these places and gotten really, really, really nice. And they're around the country, so all you got to do is pull into one of your Pilot or Flying J's and get a hold of one of their maps that they've got there to tell you where they're all located at. And there's some new ones coming into being, too, because there's some additions being made around the country in different places. And it's been a much-needed occurrence, I will say. Now, coming up with the next hour, we've got Ms. Rosemary leading things off. But after she is done, the next segment, we're going to open up the phone lines again, and we're going to just have a little conversation about the president and his trip to Japan, and then the trip over to over to South Korea, which wound up being a little trip across the DMZ, if you will, for a few steps. And I'll tell you what, the president isn't doing anything at all to hurt his popularity. Right now, last week, he ended the week with a daily job approval rate of 49%, according to the Rasmussen poll. And wait till you hear this one. Voters see most of the Democratic presidential candidates as more liberal than they are and rate their agenda as outside the mainstream altogether. Told you. Told you. You're going to hear more polls like this, too, where they're not with the mainstream flow of what people believe in or what the people want to see. These people in the Democratic Party, even though they're trying to go hard left, they're going to have to make a right turn here pretty quick and come back towards the center because I'm telling you, they're going to get their butts literally handed to them in this next election, which is okay by me. I hope they don't take my advice. But all these candidates are left to center. Big time, except for Biden, who's making believe that he's not, and Bernie Sanders, who I guess is the epitome of a socialist, from everything I can hear and see. And again, you just have to scratch your head and wonder, you know, Joe Biden, they went after him with a passion, and they really sent him reeling. He did not have a good debate. Kamala Harris, well, actually, the two women, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, came out the best. Elizabeth Warren, day number one, first debate, and Kamala Harris in the second debate. Some people said Cory Booker did well. I don't think so. And some people said that Tulsi Gabbard did well. Well, she did. But I don't believe she stands much of a chance. I think she's running for a cabinet position, if you will. We'll see. But anyway, coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And I'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.